This is your moment, your time to shine, your comeback. You're ready for the next step in your career, and you want an education employers respect. So you're not just going back to school. You're coming back with Purdue Global. Backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected public universities, Purdue Global is built for people who bring their life experience into the online classroom. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
Are you still searching for your perfect place to call home? Well, now is the time to buy at Fisher Homes. If you're looking to move in before the end of 2024, May could be your last opportunity to start building your dream home and close before the year's end. If you're hoping to move in even sooner, Fisher Homes also has homes that are move-in ready and waiting for you, where you can start enjoying the benefits of homeownership even faster. Schedule your personal tour with a new home advisor today at fisherhomes.com and make this spring the season you find your perfect home sweet home.
You don't just live in your home, you live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
First date follow-up. Powered by the Advocates Injury Attorneys. Online at advocateslaw.com.
Gemma is on the phone today for a first date follow-up, and she's getting ghosted by a guy named Antonio.
Man.
I know, that sucks. Antonio is one of those names.
Hello, sweetheart. You are so very lovely, and I love you so much.
Was it Antonio Banderas, Gemma, by any chance?
No.
Before we find out about this Antonio and your date with him, how long has it been since you heard from Antonio?
It's been almost 2 weeks.
So have you tried to reach out to him in that 2 weeks?
I didn't. You know, when we were on our date, at the end of the date, I told him to call me, and he just never did. And, you know, I liked some of his social media posts, but I haven't texted him or, you know, called him or anything, because okay, I thought he was going to call me.
Right. So it's like the old nudge. I just liked your photo, bro.
It's like a very passive aggressive way of saying, hey, remember me?
Yeah. You know, I'm just trying to get his attention.
Well, tell us about the date. How what'd you guys do, and why do you think you're getting ghosted?
We went out for a Top Golf and cocktails. Okay. You know, we kind of sucked at the Top Golf. Mm-hmm. We weren't that great at it. And we had a couple of cocktails. We were both very flirtatious with each other, and we laughed a lot, and he was complimenting me a lot, and he made me feel really beautiful and attractive. And yeah, I was really into him, really attracted to him too. It seemed like we were both really into each other. Mm-hmm. We made out for a while in the parking lot. It was really nice.
Okay.
And yeah, we both said that we just like couldn't wait to do it again and to see each other again soon.
What is it with Antonio? You know, it's like such a romantic name, mm-hmm, too, you know?
Buy me amor.
Mm-hmm. Hello, sweetheart.
Samba out of your life forever.
So, okay, Gemma, the date was great. So what do you think went wrong? Was there anything that happened during the date that may have been a flag to him?
I can't really think of anything that really went wrong during the date. I don't know. The only thing that I could really think of is that maybe I actually played it too cool. That maybe it wasn't clear to him that I was as into him as I actually was. And, you know, maybe I didn't flirt enough with him. Yeah, that's really the only thing I could think of. Yeah.
That's happened to me before where somebody's played it too cool. I'm just like, well, I don't know. Like, I'm not going to chase like that. So,
do you know they're playing it too cool, or do you think they're just not into you, so you're not going to chase?
I figured that they were just not into me, so I'm like, okay, cool, I'll just move it along. Unlike some people, some guys that I've seen, I won't send 15 messages in a row with no response, you know? Uh-huh. So I do 3, and then I'm like, okay, cool, I'm not going to do it again, you know?
Right, right.
But yeah, so maybe you played it too cool, and he just didn't think you were interested. But you did say you can't wait to see him again and make out with him at the end of me.
You did, right?
Yeah, I did.
Have you thought about just reaching out to him?
I have, but I have a thing where I do prefer for the guy to reach out first.
I get that. Okay.
It's like a thing for me, you know, like I'd like to be pursued.
All right.
That's kind of the clue that they're into you, because like if you're getting ghosted.
Okay. Well, we'll see if we can help you out. We'll play a song, come back, and then call him and see if we can figure out why you're getting ghosted and maybe get you another date, okay?
Okay, thanks.
All right, we'll play a song, come back, get your first date follow-up next.
First date follow-up. Powered by the Advocates Injury Attorneys. Online at advocateslaw.com.
If you're just joining us for today's first date follow-up, Gemma is on the phone, and she's getting ghosted by a guy named Antonio.
Hello, sweetheart.
And we're about to call him and find out why she's getting ghosted and see if we can maybe get her another date. First, before we call him, Gemma, please refresh everybody's memory on your date with Antonio.
You are so very lovely.
Yeah, so Antonio and I went out for Topgolf and cocktails, and it went really well. I mean, Topgolf, we fucked at that, but besides that, the date went really well. There was so much chemistry, and we made out at the end of the day in the parking lot, and we both said that we couldn't wait to see each other again soon, and it's been almost 2 weeks, and I haven't heard from him since, even though I did tell him to call me.
Mm-hmm.
He hasn't, so yeah, I've been wondering what been going on with that.
Okay, we'll call him right now and see if we can figure it out. And once you hear the reason that you're getting ghosted, see if you want another date. Are you ready?
Yes.
I mean, I know I am. I get to talk to Antonio.
Can't wait.
All right, here we go. I'm gonna dial the phone number.
Hello.
Hi, may I speak to Antonio?
Speaking.
Antonio. My name is Jubal. I host a radio show, and it's called The Jubal Show.
Hi, Antonio. I'm Nina, also on The Jubal Show.
Hi, and I'm Victoria.
Have you ever heard of The Jubal Show before or heard the show at all?
Vaguely.
Vaguely.
I've heard of it once or twice.
Yeah. All right, cool. Well, somebody who does listen to our show emailed us about you, and that's why we're calling you.
Oh, interesting.
Super interesting. Do you want to know why?
Of course.
They emailed because we do a segment called the First Date Follow-Up. That's where if you go out on a date with someone and then you ghost them, that person can email us to get you on the phone and find out why you're ghosting them. So we got an email about you from a woman named Gemma that you went to Topgolf with.
I know Gemma. I didn't ghost her.
You texted her back since the date?
No.
So, <Okay. laughs> so what are you doing, bro?
Is there a time limit to ghosting?
Well, when we talked to Gemma, she said your date was like 2 weeks ago and you haven't reached out to her. So that seems kind of long.
I've actually been very busy. Even like I'm usually not even that busy, but recently I've been very busy.
So have you thought about your makeout with Gemma since that night?
Yeah.
Okay. It sounds like there's a reason and you don't want to tell us, Antonio. Every single answer sounds like you just don't want to tell us.
There's nothing to not tell. I mean, I'm if she was very interested in hearing from me, she could have reached out.
So do you feel like Gemma's not into you?
I think she was.
Did you plan to reach out at all?
I mean, when I was going to be less busy, yes.
It sounds like you're making it up.
He's busy right now, Jubal.
I'm busy right now. I can't even text her because I'm on a radio call with three fun people.
We asked her if she had reached out to you. She said no. She said she liked a couple of your social media posts to kind of like wave her hand at you. But
and she also said, though, to call me. And you're like, totally.
I think she said, call me if you want to hang out again. And it's not that I wasn't going to. I was just very busy. I want to hang out, but okay, fine. I do like her, but I just don't want to be mean about something.
I knew there was something else.
But like, what is it?
Everybody who agrees to do this knows that they might hear something they're not going to like.
Okay. I'm not like a superficial person, but she has this really long nose hair. And I like.
I just said this. I'm cracking up. I'm sorry, Antonio. Finish.
It's kind of distracting when when I was with her. And I don't want to have to tell her to trim it, but it's so distracting.
So awkward.
Okay, but you'd like to see her. You'd like to see her again. You also don't want to tell her that she should trim a nose hair.
Yeah, like, how do you say that? It's just one long nose hair. I don't know how you, I don't know how you even broach the subject.
Huh. Well, what if she plucked the nose hair? You'd go out with her again?
Yeah, I'd love to. But I don't know how to, it's so distracting.
Yeah, it's tough to have that conversation, but you did actually kind of tell her because she's on the phone listening and wanted to talk to you.
Oh, no.
I heard all of that. You know,
I hope I didn't hurt your feelings.
Honestly, it's pretty embarrassing. I didn't realize that I had a nose hair like that. That was really bothersome. But, you know, you really should have just told me about it, because I don't think anyone wants a nose hair sticking out like that. It's like how you should always tell someone that they have food stuck in between their teeth, or, you know, if a girl has lipstick on her teeth, you should always tell somebody. So, yeah, I mean, it's not such a big deal. I can easily trim that.
Oh, my gosh.
I'm sorry I didn't tell you. I liked you a lot, and I didn't want to undercut the experience by bringing something up that's awkward.
That'd be tough on a first date, honestly, to be like, hey, I think you're great, but there's just this thing that's poking right out of your nose. Can I pluck it?
But then what are you going to do? How are you going to pluck it? You're going to run back in the bathroom and stuff right it up there?
I have a pair of tweezers with me at all times in case I need to pluck a nose hair.
Do you?
Yeah.
Wow.
Well, maybe I should borrow it.
I'm so glad you have a great attitude.
Yeah, at least you have a good sense of humor about it. Antonio, would you like to go out with Jim again on another date? We'll pay for it.
Sure. I love that a lot.
Gemma, are you going to be able to trim your nose hair before you see Antonio again?
Yeah, I'm going to be plucking my nose hair every day after this.
Well, congratulations. You got another date.
Nice.
Yeah, that's really great. I'm super excited to see you again, Antonio.
Me too. Maybe we can go tweezer shopping.
Oh, my gosh. Wow. Well, the story you'll tell your kids one day.
Jubal's first date follow-up. Powered by the Advocates Injury Attorney. Online at advocateslaw.com.
There's no distance too far for the perfect trip.
Hi, checking in for...
Or the perfect table.
Hey, where are you?
Coming!
And when you get access to Resi Priority Notify with your Amex Platinum card...
Hey, this looks amazing.
I'm so glad you made it.
And travel benefits at fine hotels and resorts booked through Amex Travel. It's worth the trip. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Are you still searching for your perfect place to call home? Well, now is the time to buy at Fisher Homes. If you're looking to move in before the end of 2024, May could be your last opportunity to start building your dream home and close before the year's end. If you're hoping to move in even sooner, Fisher Homes also has homes that are move-in ready and waiting for you, where you can start enjoying the benefits of homeownership even faster. Schedule your personal tour with a new home advisor today at fisherhomes.com and make this spring the season you find your perfect home sweet home.
Good sleep should come naturally, and with the new Natural Hybrid mattress, it can. A collaboration between Lisa and West Elm, the Natural Hybrid is expertly crafted from natural latex, natural wool, and certified safe foams to elevate your sleep sanctuary and support a greener tomorrow. Plus, every purchase helps fuel Lisa's work with shelters and those in need. Don't put off a good night's sleep any longer. Get a Lisa mattress today for a sound sleep tonight. Visit lisa.com/iHeart. That's leesa.com/iHeart.